From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for Monday's bombing of a Shiite mosque in the Afghan city Kabul. The suicide bombing at the Bakir ul Ulum Mosque killed at least 32 people and wounded more than 80. The bomber entered during a religious ceremony and detonated the explosive strapped to his body. A Taliban spokesman denied involvement. Syrian government forces have advanced inside the city of Aleppo after launching attacks on rebel-held areas. Government forces are pressing to recapture the city's eastern neighborhoods. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that the government has taken control of one northeastern district. It is the most important advance that the government has made so far. Also, the seventh straight day of airstrikes by government warplanes has left residents with almost no access to medical treatment. Both Syria and Russian government officials have denied targeting medical facilities. South Korean opposition parties are planning for the impeachment of President Park Geun-hye. The president has been caught up in an influence-peddling scandal involving her friend and aide, Choi Soon-sil, who is charged with abuse of authority, coercion, and attempted fraud. The prosecution says it has evidence implicating Ms. Park as an accomplice in the alleged crimes. The death toll from a train derailment in India rose to 142 Monday morning after rescue workers completed a search for bodies trapped in the rubble. Rescue workers pulled more than 220 injured people from the wreckage of the derailed passenger train. The train was traveling Sunday between the cities of Indore and Patna in a rural district of Uttar Pradesh state, the cause of the crash not yet known. This is VOA News.